Death in Bordeaux by Alan Massey.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. March 1940. His wife, Marguerite, said the Chambéry case was becoming an obsession with Lannes. This was unusual. Normally she took no interest in his work. In truth, he preferred it that way. So she was right to this extent that she'd noticed it was getting on his nerves. No doubt about that. It had begun 3 weeks previously with a telephone call at 5 in the morning. He'd got up grumbling to himself but moving quietly so as not to wake the children, and had then to wait on his doorstep shivering in a clammy mist till the car from the headquarters arrived, with young René Martin at the wheel, full of apologies because the bloody thing wouldn't start.
"So it's a corpse, then?"
"All I know, Chief. In the Rue Cabanac between the station and the abattoirs."
Not the first to have been discovered there.
"I'd have been as quick walking."
He looked at his watch.
"Pull into the station. There should be a bar open by now. We'll have a coffee."
Coffee with a shot of Armagnac made him feel human, ashamed of snapping at the boy who wasn't reasonably to be blamed for a car that wouldn't start. Two agents, uniforms, were waiting by the corner of the Rue Cabanac, relieved to see the PJ arrive. That, by itself, told Lannes it was nasty.
"So?" he said.
Foghorns from a tug making its way up the Garonne drowned the reply. Then the shorter of the two said, "There's no doubt it's murder, even though we haven't, of course, examined..."